U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Sunday the United States is committed to providing Ukraine with the weapons it needs to defend itself against Russia as Ukraine seeks more military aid from the West. Sullivan said on ABC TV, President Joe Biden administrations will send more weapons to Ukraine to prevent Russia from seizing more territory and targeting civilians, attacks that Washington has labeled war crimes.
There must be accountability, and the United States will work with the international community to make sure there's accountability. In the meantime, though, we're not going to wait for that. We are going to get Ukraine the weapons it needs to beat back the Russians, to stop them from taking more cities and towns where they commit these crimes.
The United States has sent $1.7 billion in military assistance to Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion on February 24th, the White House said last week. Weapon shipments have included defensive anti-aircraft Stinger and anti-tank Javelin missiles, as well as ammunition and body armor. But U.S. and European leaders are being pressured by Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky to provide heavier arms and equipment to engage Russia in the eastern region of the country, where Russia is expected to intensify its military efforts. Russia's invasion has forced around a quarter of the population of 44 million to leave their homes, turned cities into rubble, and killed or injured thousands. Moscow has repeatedly denied targeting civilians in what it calls a special operations to demilitarize and denazify its southern neighbor. Ukraine and Western nations have dismissed this as a baseless pretext for war. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo on Sunday denied his administration was attempting to delay the 2024 presidential elections after senior politicians, including a close ally, supported the idea of extending his stay in office beyond the two-term legal mandate. His statement came a day before students planned to stage a massive protest in the capital, Jakarta, and several other cities to oppose the alleged plan they say could threaten democracy. Student protests in Indonesia often turn violent. Recent polls indicate Widodo is very popular in the nation of more than 270 million people, with over 70% public trust rating. However, one poll shows more than 70% reject any plan to extend his stay in office. The two-term presidential limit was a centerpiece of the first amendment to the Indonesian Constitution in 1999, a year after its dictator was toppled by massive pro-democracy protests. Rebels from the M23 group on Sunday announced their retreat from villages captured in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo last week, following clashes with government troops. Fighting between the rebels and soldiers flared up Wednesday after several days of calm, and the M23 rebels took control of around a dozen villages, local sources said. The M23 took the decision to, quote, withdraw once more from its newly won positions to allow for its concerns to be addressed through open and fruitful dialogue with the government of DR Congo, the group said. The M23 claims, quote, never had the intention to capture areas to run them. Our only motivation is the peaceful resolution of the crisis. But it was not confirmed by midday Sunday whether the withdrawal from around a dozen villages had taken place. The M23 was born among former members of a Congolese militia that was once supported by Rwanda and Uganda. Mexicans began voting Sunday in a divisive national referendum championed by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on whether he should step down or complete his six-year term. While recall elections in other countries tend to be initiated by political opponents, Mexico's vote is the brainchild of López Obrador, who enjoys approval rating of nearly 60%. Recapping our top story, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Sunday the United States is committed to providing Ukraine with the weapons it needs to defend itself against Russia as Ukraine seeks more military aid from the West. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
It's VOA. One more.